In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the seventh Perek Masech the Gittin. The Mishnah begins, Ze gitech im mati. Ze gitech im mati mecholi ze. So a husband gives his wife a get and says, this is your get if I die. Or he says, this is your get if I die from this disease. Or he says, Ze gitech, this is your get la'achar mita, after my death. In all the situations, the intention of the husband is that the wife will be divorced after he's passed away, and therefore, lo amar klum. Then, therefore, it's not even considered a get, because as we've explained once before, once the husband has died, he can't give her a get, or the get can't be given to her. She has to be divorced from him while he's still alive. However, if he says, ze gitech mehayom imeti, this is your get from now if I die, from today, or me'achshav, from now if I die, then the Mishnah says, hare ze get. Because in that situation, the time that the get is going to be chal, meaning it's going to take effect, is from that moment. From the moment he gives his wife the get, the switch or the trigger is only after, let's say, when he dies or if he dies. But the fact is, it will be a get and should be divorced from that moment. Mishnah continues that if he says, mehayom ula achar mita, then we've got a question, that's get ve'eno get. Because he used both terminologies, from now and after my death, there's a question what that means. Does it mean you are divorced from now if I die, or could it mean that really he wants only to be chal after he passes away, which then it wouldn't be a get? So therefore, it's a question. The Mishnah says it's safek, therefore if he dies, and they don't have any children, and it's a question whether the surviving brother should perform even more chalitza. So therefore, because it's a case of safek, like we learned in the many, many times back in Masechet Yevamot, choletzet, chalitza would be performed, just in case it was a get, and therefore you can't do yibum. However, lo mityabemet, but yibum could not be performed in case that it was a good get and a woman is not allowed to marry her ex-husband's brother. So therefore, you could only do chalitza and not yibum. Mishnah says, ze gitech mayom imeti mecholi ze. If the husband gives a get to his wife, it says, this is your get from now if I die from this disease. Ve'amad, and it seemed to appear that he's recovered. V'ilech bashuk, and he went back in the streets, went to the market. However, he regressed and he went back. V'chali got ill again, v'met, and then eventually passed away. Mishnah says, omdim, we estimate, we try and work out. Im machmot choli harishon met, if, despite the fact there was an improvement, if his death really was a result of that original disease, then that was a condition of the get, and the get is binding, and she's divorced from that point that the original get was handed over. Her is a get. However, im lav, if, however, it appeared that he indeed recovered and it was a different issue that caused his death, then that original get he gave her is not considered a get because the original condition was not fulfilled, and she would be considered like an almana, a widow from this husband, and if they didn't have any children, for example, and there was a surviving brother, she would require yibum or chalitza. Let's now the Mishnah Dalet. What happens, though, when he says, ze gitech mehayom imeti? This is a get from now if I die. So we said that if he eventually dies, say from that disease, then it should be divorced from the moment back in time when he gave the get. So the Mishnah says, lo tityached ima, in the intervening period, they should not be biyichud, el bifnei edim. Rather, there has to be someone around with them. What's the concern? Is they might have a relationship together, and it be considered as if it's like Kiddushin again, she would require another get. Because the concern is, even if that get he gave her is chal, it works, because he passed away, it should be considered divorced. But in the intervening period, she's had a relationship with this man again. And the concern is, perhaps it'll be Lashem Kiddushin, it'll be for the sake of being betrothed or married once again, and then she would need another get. So the Mishnah says the issue of Yichud would be satisfied, meaning we wouldn't have that concern, as long as, even if there was an Eved, Afilu Shivcha, even if there was a Eved or a Shivcha or a maidservant that was with them to prevent them from being in seclusion with one another. Mishnah, however, adds, Chutz mishivchata, except for her own maidservant. Why mipneshi libar gaspa? Because she has a certain level of confidence and she wouldn't be concerned or embarrassed to have a relationship with a husband, despite the fact her own Shivcha is there. So therefore, she wouldn't be a good, if you like, shomer to prevent the issues of Yichud. It says, Mishnah adds, Mahi bo'oto hayamim. Now there's a discussion what this question is actually referring to. We're going to explain that now according to the Batanura. Kati also cites a Tosfot, who brings a different explanation. Here we're saying that the husband has now given the wife a get and effectively says, you are going to be divorced 1 hour or moments before I pass away. That's a lot of the tnai of the get. In that situation, the get would work because the get would be chal, would take effect while they're still alive. The question is, mahi, what would be, from the moment he gives her the get with that condition, What's her status in the intervening period until the husband actually passes away? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ke'esh ish lechol dvariha. Then she would be considered as if she's married, and therefore anyone who tries to have a relationship with her would be considered a capital offense, and it would be a serious problem. However, Rabbi Yossi says differently. He says, no, megureshet ve'enu megureshet. Since every moment in the intervening period is a suffix, is a doubt, is this the moment that's a moment before the husband passed away or not? Therefore, it's considered a suffix. So if someone has a relationship with her, say b'shogig, by mistake, rather bring a korban chatat, which would be brought for a definite violation, that would have to be, for example, a korban asham, which is brought for a situation of suffix. Bartanur adds that even though the husband might live, continue to live after this forbidden relationship occurred, weeks or years later, it doesn't really matter. Why? Because at the moment the offense occurred, at that particular moment it was a suffix. And we don't say bereira in this context, according to Rabbi Yossi. Bereira means that we don't say, we see he lived another week, so therefore the moment the offense occurred, we can say clearly she was still considered married. We don't say bereira. We simply look at that moment in isolation. That moment in isolation, Rabbi Yossi, since we don't know at that time, is this the moment before death or not? Therefore, it has a status of suffix of doubt, and therefore Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says she's considered suffix mekureshet. I mean, her status of whether she's married or not is in doubt. Again, just to fold back onto Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the moment before the husband dies is considered when she's actually divorced, and therefore should be considered esha ishla kol devareha. So those are the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding that case. Those are Mishnah today.